As I discussed with you last week, according to the principle of God's justice as found in Signs of the Times, May 27, 1903, lukewarm Laodiceans can never become Babylonians. And when they give up their present open Sabbath polluting with open idolatry or open heathenism, whereby they're professing to keep the Sabbath, but they're not keeping it even now. But when the Sunday law comes and persecution arises on account of the Sabbath, their false profession of even keeping the Sabbath will be too much for them to endure even then. And when persecution arises for the truth's sake, they give it up and they will go into Sunday keeping because they're also stony ground hearers. Remember that. And stony ground hearers fail in the day of trial and persecution. They will give up even their profession to keep the Sabbath in that day. And they'll go into Sunday keeping. But do not be deceived when they do that by those who will then say, well, they're Babylonians now. No, they simply do what lukewarm Laodiceans or foolish virgins or Satan's mediums do. They claim to keep the law of God, but they do not keep it. Review and Herald, August 19th, 1890. So you see, heathen Laodicean Pharisees have a particular kind of hearing. And it describes one of the hats they wear. They are stony ground hearers. And stony ground hearers are also foolish virgins. And foolish virgins are also those that have a heathen form of godliness, which is a characteristic of those in the perilous times of these last days. Why does God give us all these teachings that fit together and show us that heathen Laodiceans wear many hats? They are stony ground hearers. They wear that hat. They are foolish virgins. They wear that hat. They are Satan's mediums. They wear that hat. And God describes things that are associated with each one of those hats so that Christian Seventh-day Adventists may not be deceived by them. And the openly heathen, in other words, openly perilous times of these last days. And finally, stony ground hearers or heathen Laodicean Pharisees have a heathen form of godliness in the perilous times of these last days. And we are living in those times now. And that heathen form of godliness can be spiritually discerned very readily by Christian Seventh-day Adventists. Because heathenism is synonymous with idolatry. And literal, classical, highly visible, and open idolatry is very simply defined in Signs of the Times, May 6, 1880, or One Signs of the Times, page 154, column 2, and paragraph 15, as being making images to represent God. This is what stony ground hearers do. In the days of Christ, in effect, they made an image to represent God when they chose Barabbas over Christ, because Barabbas had claimed to be the Messiah. Barabbas was a false Messiah God, or a false Christ God, according to Desire of Ages, page 733, paragraph 1. Page 733, paragraph 1. That's where it tells us Barabbas had claimed to be the Messiah. And it was Barabbas that heathen Laodicean Pharisees and the leaders of that sect pushed off upon the people. And what did the majority of the people choose when they were presented with Christ and Barabbas? They chose Barabbas, a false Messiah God or a false Christ God of the openly heathen church of the Laodiceans at the first coming of Christ. And as we approach the second coming of Christ, their counterparts, modern-day heathen Laodicean Pharisees, or stony ground hearers, if you will, are even now choosing another highly visible false Christ God. And it is self-evident in their idolatry, as they make to themselves images to represent God. That is what idolatry is. Quote, making to themselves images to represent God. That's what Signs of the Times, May 6, 1880 says. And stony ground hearers of our day, or heathen Laodicean Pharisees, same thing, are in heathen Laodiceanism, which is they are in open idolatry. They are making to themselves images to represent God. And in this way, as they transgress the law of God openly, Christian Seventh-day Adventists can spiritually discern them. I've given you all the references today. If there are any questions, somebody could contact me by email on our website at forerunnerministries.com. And that is with a number 4 and then runnerministries.com. But today we've seen that heathen Laodicean Pharisees wear many hats. They wear the hat of being stony ground hearers, of being foolish virgins, of being Satan's mediums. But the hat they wear as being those who have an openly heathen form of godliness make them particularly visible and spiritually discernible to Christian Seventh-day Adventists. Because their heathen Laodiceanism is synonymous with open idolatry, making to themselves images to represent God. Signs of the Times, May 6, 1880. There is no excuse, then, in these last days for Christian Seventh-day Adventists to be deceived by stony ground hearers. And here in Desire of Ages, in our lesson on page 457, that's what Christ was dealing with when he was dealing with the many who were dwellers at Jerusalem that were hearing him. They were in reality stony ground hearers. They could not but understand the words that he was saying, but they failed of assimilating its principles. They failed of assimilating the truth that those words represented, because as the stony ground hearers of our day, or heathen Laodicean Pharisees of our day, they hold and they held historically erroneous ideas regarding Christ and his teachings. Christian Seventh-day Adventists will see that time and again when it comes to their false brethren, heathen Laodiceans. Heathen Laodiceans are constantly giving evidence that they hold erroneous ideas regarding Christ, regarding his words and his teachings. We need not be deceived then in these last days by stony ground hearers. I hope you have a better feel then for what that means and for all the different hats that stony ground hearers wear today. We'll stop here for today in our readings in Desire of Ages, and we'll continue on next week. Remember then, Christ is addressing a conflict, a controversy that's going on between him and the stony ground hearers of his day. And next week we'll continue on with that controversy as it is developed here in Desire of Ages on page 457. We'll continue on there with the last paragraph on page 457, beginning there next week. Let's kneel for prayer, close our Sabbath worship for today. Father, just as our closing hymn was entitled Today, as we close our Sabbath, we ask that you lead us day by day, just as these words in this beautiful hymn hold forth. Help us to be loving children of God, that we may then at last go home to be with thee, evermore thy child to be. We make this request not only for ourselves, but for our loved ones who don't know you yet today, for our loved ones who do know you, for our neighbors, and for our enemies as well. Help us all to be these kind of children, that evermore we can be your children that have passport through the gates of your holy city. Especially, Lord, most especially, we lift up to your presence those children that have passed through the truth of the third angel's message, and for one reason or another have gone away from it for now, or at least for the time being. Most especially, Father, we ask that you lead them day by day, that one day they may be your children in your kingdom. Most especially, we lift them up for your consideration. Above all, we ask that in our lives and in the lives of all those that we've mentioned today, may your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank everybody for coming to worship today. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Thank you for your fellowship today. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for your patience as we studied the Word of God. I hope it was as much a blessing to you as it was to me. Happy Sabbath for now. Bye for now.